This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. There is political bickering in Washington over the Biden administration's response to the Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down on Saturday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Never should have been allowed to complete its mission.
Many Republicans, like Ohio Congressman Mike Turner on the House Intelligence Committee, say the administration was too slow to act.
Sort of like tackling the quarterback after the game is over.
On NBC's Meet the Press, he says the surveillance balloon should have been taken out long before it neared sensitive sites like nuclear silos in Montana. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on WABC says the White House handled it properly, waiting until the device was over water.
We protected civilians. We gained more intelligence while protecting our own sensitive information.
He says intelligence officials will be briefing lawmakers, and it's premature to criticize a cautious response, adding there were similar balloon missions during the Trump administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Those U.S. senators will receive the classified briefing on February 15th, according to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. U.S. cybersecurity officials were assessing the impact of reported incidents on Sunday after Italy sounded an alarm earlier on a global computer hacking attack. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, said in a statement any organization experiencing a cybersecurity incident should report it to the FBI or CISA. The comment comes after Italy's National Cybersecurity Agency warned organizations to protect their systems. Iran's supreme leader has pardoned tens of thousands of prisoners, including some arrested in recent anti-government protests, state media reported on Sunday, after a deadly state